And away we go. Here we are, smack dab in the middle of your week, Wednesday, March the 11th, 2023, 11:20, 14 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. And it's going to be a great day here on the program, because since he retired after a, well, semi-retired, let's put it that way, after a tremendously long and continuous 40-year career at WMRN here in Marion, this morning he's been dropping by the past few months, and we always appreciate when he does. Now, I say guest co-host because really it's not an interview that we're doing, so I'm going to stick with guest co-host this morning on the program, a voice you're very familiar with at this time frame and were for many, many years, well over two decades. Jeff Ruth is with us this morning live in studio. Jeff, good morning.
Took a little bit of an effort to get up this early.
Now, are you comfortable with co-host yet?
No, I don't know if I do co-host.
Visitor.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm on, what, once every 6 weeks or five weeks, something like that.
And we have a good time.
We do.
Now, I do want to let people know, because we got to start with what everybody's talking about, the coronavirus, to this degree. As everybody knows, classes, face-to-face classes at Ohio State have been canceled for the time being. And yesterday I said we would have some tickets to the Bettman and Halpin show, which is part of the Five Nights on Campus performance on Thursday here in Marion, very nicely given to us by the Community Credit Union. Well, guess what? The coronavirus has got to Bettman and Halpin.
Been canceled.
It's been canceled.
Oh.
So no Bettman and Halpin this Thursday night on the Ohio State Marion campus.
Because they were going to stop by, weren't they?
They were. We had a whole thing planned in here. They were here 5 years ago when they were at the university. So, you know, here's what we're going to do. We're still going to give away something this morning, but it will not be the Bettman and Halpin tickets due to cancellation as of yesterday. So if you have Bettman and Halpin tickets or are a five-night subscriber, no show tomorrow night, thanks to the coronavirus.
The economic impact of this is just, it's just horrendous.
Well, it's my understanding that this is not news, or it would be on the news report. This is something I heard, so that take it for what it is, that the superintendents of the county schools, I believe, are meeting this morning to talk about this. Mm. So what will come of it? I don't know. I would think if you're a public school, when Ohio State cancels face-to-face classes, that's got to put a little pressure on you to do something.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what the end result of that will be, I have no idea.
I know the Ohio High School Athletic Association made the announcement yesterday. The girls' state tournament starts tomorrow, and then the boys' state tournament is next weekend, and they've already said that, you know, the games will be limited as far as access to the public. Well, that's their moneymaker for the year.
Well, it's my understanding there's a huge wrestling tournament going on this weekend.
State wrestling tournament in Columbus starts tomorrow.
And as I heard yesterday that, and I want to make sure I have this right, and again, this is just what I heard, it's not from a news outlet, that you have to be immediate family at this point to get in to this event, and they're still thinking about possibly canceling it.
And that starts tomorrow. And, I mean, that is a sell. I mean, 17,000 people will be there.
What I couldn't figure out is how are you going to check everybody's papers who comes in the door? How do you know who's immediate family and who's not? And what does that mean? Is that grandparents? Some people include grandparents in immediate family. Some people don't. I don't know. And a lot of blended families today where it's not the parents are not married. Well, I assume that person's not getting in at all. I don't know.
It's certainly a very fluid situation. I was in Mansfield Sunday. My mother's 90, and she was asked to play the organ. She did it about a year ago and at church, and really did a really good job. She's a very good organist. So the music director asked her if she would play the organ this past Sunday. So Brian was able to get the time off, so we went over, and there were some, well, my sister was there and a cousin, or that kind of thing. So it was just kind of a nice get-together. We went out for lunch and that sort of thing. And of course, you know, a lot of people coming up, you know, giving her hugs. Oh, it's so nice to, you know, hear you again, that kind of thing. And then I talked to her Monday night. My sister called her on Monday and said, and she basically, I mean, at 90, you go to the doctor, you go to Kroger's, you go to the bank, and you go to the doctor's office. I mean, that's pretty much it. And my sister called and said, and she's had some respiratory issues years ago, but she's one of those, you know, when you're that old, you're one of those at-risk people. And she said that Deb had called her that day, and she said, I'm, you know, if you need anything at Kroger's, I'll get it. I don't want you going out to Kroger's. I don't want you going to church. Just basically, if you got to go to the doctor, you got to go to the doctor. But if you need something at the bank, I'll go do it. Just basically. And my sister was a nurse for 40 years. And she said, Mom, you've got to take this serious.
Well, and I was just getting an update while you were, which is a very, very important story to tell because it is the seniors. And your mother is in very good shape. I met her at your retirement party for the first time. This is not a little old lady who's, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, but here's the wrestling tournament update. Each wrestler this weekend will get 4 tickets to be used for family. That's the only way they're able to police it. And any tickets previously bought will be refunded.
Wow.
So there you go. That's what's going on with the wrestling this weekend.
And really, the next 3 weeks are the biggest. You know, you might think of the high school football playoffs as being big, but, you know, you're playing at Ohio Stadium or in Canton, and you might get 5,000 people. For the wrestling tournament, I mean, it starts tomorrow. It's a 3-day event, and it gets, I mean, it, you know, sells out, 17,000 people. So a lot more people go to the wrestling tournaments than will go to the state football championships. Same thing with basketball. You're obviously not going to get as many for the girls' tournament this weekend as you will for the boys, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, say, okay, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, state tournament, we're going to Columbus. You know, Wednesday night, we'll get a hotel or whatever. We'll go to all the games. It's just the economic impact of this is just, it's just huge.
Well, I got an email yesterday, as I was saying before we went on the air, and I won't use the name because I don't know if it was meant to be on the air or not, and I don't have it in front of me, and I'll paraphrase what it said. But we have a regular listener who listens to this show every day, and that's what the person said in the email, and heard the show yesterday and was not liking the cavalier nature that the coronavirus was being talked about yesterday, that she's nervous, she's in that age group that's in the risk factor, and that she had actually purchased some airline tickets to go somewhere, and that maybe that trip will not be happening at this point.
My son, as a lot of you might know, works for Delta Airlines. And yesterday the memo came down, they've stopped all hiring, and they've stopped all additional training. You know, a lot of their employees might, you know, go to Atlanta for training, something like that. They've stopped all of that. Now, they haven't laid anybody off yet, but there's certainly, they'll be, if they haven't already, they'll certainly, I think, very soon be limiting flights in the U.S. Of course, they've already stopped flights to China, Korea, Rome. I mean, Rome was one of the most popular destinations in Europe that Delta flew to. And we went there last year, and they stopped, you know, flying to all of Italy. And so, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of other cities, not only in the U.S., but outside the U.S., that airlines are going to stop flying to.
And I do have this on.
Is my voice cracking
there? A little bit.
Wow.
We're only 10 minutes in this morning. That's not a good sign. But I also should mention, and I have this on good authority, obviously, grocery stores are limiting the amount of items you can buy, as to say there is now a list that is circulating at grocery stores. Now, I don't know if it's every grocery store, that there is a list of items that is sold in the grocery store that now you can only buy in certain quantities. You cannot come in and buy in an unlimited quantity at this time. And if you do, the checker and the machine will stop you, will not let you purchase more than, I think it's 5 of each of these items. And it's quite an extensive list. I saw the list.
Can you mention a couple of the items on the list?
Yeah. Well, of course, obviously, right now it's toilet paper because the government has said go out and buy toilet paper. That's how we're going to stop this thing. And one was kind of strange to me. There were a lot of food items on the list. And one was, I forget how they phrased it, but it was a prepackaged dry food, which I'm thinking, does ramen noodles fall in that? Because people buy those in quantities way larger than five. But the list is extensive. Soap, certain kinds of soap. Bleach, I believe, was there. Hand sanitizer, definitely. That's sold out everywhere you go right now. I don't know. I don't want to be cavalier about this, but I don't understand a lot of it. I really don't.
And it's, as we go on, I mean, every day, literally every hour, it's changing. You look at the whole Arnold fiasco last weekend. I mean, there was obviously some communication issues there. Is it on? Well, no, it's off. Well, no, this part's on, and people show up. Well, no, you can't get in, and that was a PR disaster.
But I could at least wrap my mind. They didn't handle it well.
No,
but I could wrap my mind around why they were doing it, because people come to compete at that event from different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that.
Yeah.
I understood why they were, but I don't understand. And I went there. This is not a criticism, but I don't understand the stopping of face-to-face instruction at Ohio State, because what this has done made people very nervous, because that never happens. Number two, don't these kids go to the grocery store and the department store? I don't get it. And number three, I think it's put tremendous pressure on the public schools, who have tons more kids than Ohio State does, and all the other colleges in Ohio, to say, now, wait a second, they're stopping. They think it's a danger. What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Different.
We've never dealt with anything to this magnitude. You're right.
But we don't want to induce panic.
No, you're right.
That's the problem.
And I'm one of those. Team coverage. I hate the term team coverage, but I forget which way to say it. But they had six different people at six different sites reporting on the whole thing, plus the two anchors. And if anything, it's kind of put the political spectrum towards the bottom of the list, which I'm thankful for. you're not hearing all the politics or whatever, but you're devoting, a 30-minute newscast, 15 minutes of it's commercials, and 2 minutes of sports and 3 minutes of weather, and you're devoting the other 10 minutes of news, 9.5 minutes is just this.
Well, to this degree, yesterday I came on kind of cavalierly, as I say, talking about this when we found out we're in a state of emergency in Ohio and three people have it and so on and so forth. But by the middle of the day yesterday, if you listen to our newscast, it's about coronavirus, because you could not run a story because Ohio State has canceled face-to-face classes. The Department of Health in Ohio is saying that you can call this number. There are websites, special websites being created just to deal with this. So you got to run the story if you're a news organization.
You're right.
But I don't know if that's the right thing to do.
And when you hear the term state of emergency,
bad.
See, that was my first reaction was, okay, three people have it, okay, but they're not dead. In fact, I don't even think they were in the hospital.
No, and they're in their 50s.
But to use the term, it's a state of emergency in Ohio, that's too much.
For three people.
I think, yes.
65,000 people in Marion County alone. We have 88 counties. Three people have it, nobody's dead, and it's my understanding, I read the article yesterday, they had all come in contact with somebody who had the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So they've traced it where it came from. So why can't we just quarantine these people and then You know, okay. But again, fake news is out there all over the place. Somebody shot me an email yesterday. Coronavirus is in Marion. No, it's not. If it is, it hasn't been detected. Okay. So what do you do?
Yeah.
Talk about it like we are. I guess that's what you do. We become those anchors who just spend 15 minutes talking about whatever.
And we'll get on to a lighter topic, I think, here soon. But one of the, and I forget which news outlet was last night, but, and I'm sure I heard the person correctly, said that about 60% of the world's population will get the coronavirus, which to me, that just seemed like it. But he said, I don't know if it was many or most of those will never know it because they won't get to. How can you say, okay, this person's going to get the coronavirus if they don't even know they have it?
Yeah, that's bad. See, that's where they're inciting panic.
Mm.
But you know, I think about the Ohio news because every newspaper yesterday, local or you call the Columbus Dispatch a local? I don't think so. So it's the bigger papers, the Plain Dealer, so on and so forth. It was the headline. It was, I'll tell you this, Colleen Marshall did, because Joe Biden was in Ohio yesterday, Colleen Marshall did an interview with Joe Biden while he was in Columbus, and I think that did not get precedent over the coronavirus on the local news. So I guess if you're a local news outlet or you're a newspaper, do you have to run it because the governor has called it a state of emergency? Should you put it on the front page? Does that scare people? A lot of times the problem is they don't tell you what to do. They just say, here's what happened. And I think that's fear.
A Monday afternoon, I had WTVN on for a while in the afternoon. And Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden were both going to speak in Cleveland yesterday. And the two people were talking about, one of them said, well, do you think they'll cancel their appearance in Cleveland? And the other said, well, absolutely not. Because if they did, then that kind of, you know, fuels the fear.
Yeah.
And then, sure enough, they both canceled their appearance in Cleveland, yes. And you got the Mid-American Conference Tournament is starting tomorrow, where you'll have 8 different colleges represented. There'll be 4 games tomorrow, 2 on Friday, and then the championship game Saturday. So you're going to be getting, you know, people from all over, you know, New York, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, coming to the MAC tournament. Next week, of course, will be even magnified because you have one of the 8 sites next week for the NCAA tournament. Well, you'll be getting people from all over the country coming in. And I know there's even talk as of yesterday that, you know, Mike DeWine was looking at saying, you know, I think we need to go somewhere else or do something else. So, again, it's just, as you said, it's just a very fluid situation. It changes hour by hour.
Well, and it's interesting because Charlie has not been on this week since this whole hubbub happened, and he certainly is in the age category at this point, being 85. Charlie will be on this morning from 10 to noon. So listen to that show. He's going to have a lot of great giveaways today, but I'm sure he'll have something to say on this whole coronavirus thing, and really here at the station being the only person who I think is in that big age risk category.
You know, and they talk about people staying home and working from home and so forth. Most people I know have jobs that they can't work from home. I mean, you know, certainly in radio, you couldn't work from home. You work for Delta Airlines, you can't work from home. If you're a nurse, you can't work from home. If you sell cars, you can't work from home. There's just, you know, so many in the service industry that just can't afford to take the time off and stay home.
And what do you do?
Yeah.
I don't think the bosses are going to take that as a legitimate answer as to why you're not coming to work today. It's very strange because I don't even remember with swine flu and all these things in the past, I don't remember it getting to
this
level.
It never did.
No. And have there been Aren't we still just at one death in America? Hasn't there just been one?
No, yeah, out in Washington State.
Oh, a lot of more.
It's like about 15, I think.
Really? We're at 15 in Washington
State. And a lot of them were in that one nursing home. But again, you're talking about older people, maybe compromised immune systems and so forth.
It's a strange thing. We hope it gets better. But at this point, the Five Nights show that was supposed to be tomorrow night is no more at this particular point. So, here's what we're going to do. We do have giveaways to other things here, and at this point...
So, does that mean we're going to get off the coronavirus?
Yeah, we're moving away from coronavirus
at this point. All right, good. Yeah, but you're right. It's something that you have to talk about.
Well, you have to talk about it because people are frightened. And I think the newscast and the newspapers are amping people up a little bit. So hopefully having an unrehearsed, easy conversation about it maybe is a little more calming. But when we're getting emails about it, you got to talk about it. So there you go. We have what do we have? Smoothie King. We have Panda Express. I believe we even have a Jimmy John's around here somewhere. We still have the Jegs Koozie, which you can't give away to save your life here. But we have that. So if you want that, you can have it. So here's how we're going to do this, since we don't have the Bettman and Halpin tickets that we were going to have, because that's no more tomorrow night. You can pick. We're going to do a drawing this morning like we did last time. So up through 10 o'clock this morning, we're going to do some trivia here. And if you get in the drawing, you can pick what you want. If you want Smoothie King, fine. If you want Panda Express, if you want Jimmy John's, if you do want the koozie by chance, you can have those items. Now, if you have won in the last 30 days, because we're doing a drawing, we're going to waive that. So if you've won in the last 30 days, you can go into the drawing, and you can enter as many times as you like. But be sparing with that. Don't try to run to the phone and knock everybody else out of the box with the questions if you know them. If nobody's answering for quite a while, then you can call in. But give it a little time. Now, we're going to do this. Yesterday, we talked about doing sports trivia because Jeff was coming in. We talked about food trivia. We've had our presidential trivia going on, and I thought we'd try something different here today, because a lot of people complain that the trivia questions are a little too hard that we do here at the station, but the reason we do that is because we don't want you to be able to Google them easily. So I thought this is twofold to get rid of both of those problems. Everybody remembers the show Family Feud. I think it's still on the air now. So basically, here's how we're going to do this.
I'm your man, Steve Harvey. Boy, we got a great show tonight.
And how did Richard Dawson used to do it? He was always kissing people. Now, he would never make it in coronavirus days.
Oh, no.
No, he'd be taken off the air. I like Ray Combs, though. You remember when Ray Combs did it?
I do, yeah.
He was after Richard Dawson. Mm-hmm. I thought he was a very good host. Steve Harvey, to me, he's a comedian. And when you put a comedian on those shows, I think it becomes a little more about the comedian.
I mean, I like Family Feud, but you're right, there are some times where he makes it more about himself, yeah.
Right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a tie. I think everybody knows how Family Feud works. You get a topic, and then there are five answers. Now, every time somebody gets an answer right within that topic, we'll put you in the bucket. So you can't Google these things because you have no idea what our survey says, but they're not terribly hard answers. They're just guesses. So let's see how this works.
I was watching Family Feud a week or two ago, and the first person got 176.
On the first.
I mean, that's about as high as anybody's ever got. So the man comes out, only needed 24. First question, zero.
Ooh.
Second question, zero. Third question, zero. Fourth question, zero. Fifth question, got 16.
Oh.
So you go from 176, and the next person gets a total of 16. So they didn't even get to the 200. So I don't know if they won the next day, but if they did, I certainly wouldn't have him on as one of the final two.
I bet he was not the popular person in that family that day. That didn't go very well. So here's the first topic, and I actually do have the numbers in the survey, how many people said what. So maybe I'll even announce those as this goes on.
Did they ask 100 people?
They asked 100 people. Okay. How did they start that? We surveyed 100 people.
Okay.
Is it a question or how do they start that? Yeah, I guess it is a question. Yeah. Okay, here's what it is. Tell me something many people do just once a week. There are five answers that can be right here. And I will tell you what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is. And all you have to do is guess. If you get it right, you'll go into the bucket. If you don't, you won't. But here it is. Tell me something many people do just once a week. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You will go into the bucket to have your choice to win Panda Express, Jimmy John's, Smoothie King, the Jags Koozie, whatever you would like. But there are five answers here. Tell me something many people do just once a week. What do people do once a week?
I got some ideas. I won't answer, but I got some ideas.
You know, the number one answer here has 35 people surveyed who chose that as the answer. The number one answer. So what? Tell me something many people do just once a week. Give me an answer here. 740-383-9944. Now, the big NCAA tournaments. Oh, here we go. I always remember we're on a 30-second delay, so it takes a minute. Go ahead, caller. You know what? That is the number five answer. Four people said go out to eat once a week. Is this Bob?
Yeah, it's Bob.
All right, Bob, you are in the drawing.
Hey, hi, Jeff.
Hey, Bob, good to hear your voice. Thank you.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. Really well.
You feeling better now after your little pneumonia?
What's that?
You feeling better if you hit your little snow?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing much better. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good
one. Okay, and that's how we'll play this morning. That is the number five answer, not number one, two, three, or four. So we still have four answers.
That would have been one that I would have thought of.
That's number five, and it was four people surveyed, said once a week they go out to eat. Go ahead, caller.
How about church?
Church is the number one answer. 35 people said once a week they go to church. What's your name, ma'am?
Yep. Phyllis Edler.
Phyllis Edler. Well, Phyllis, I'm glad you're out there listening this morning, and I hope you keep playing along.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Thanks, Phyllis.
Phyllis gets a number one answer this morning.
That would have been the one that I would have put down.
Yep, church. 35 people surveyed said they go to church once a week. Now, we still have four. Is it four?
Three?
No, it's four. So it must be six. Six answers? Is that right on Family Feud?
Well, it varies. You can get five or six or seven or eight.
There are four answers left at this point.
So there were six then?
Six.
This one. Okay.
Yes, six surveyed. Go ahead, caller.
Shampoo their hair.
Shampoo their hair. You know, I don't think that does not fall under the categories, but that's a good guess. Thank you.
I wouldn't have guessed that, but that was a good guess.
I would have even put that under any kind of, what do you call that, self-preservation, self-grooming. But that's not one of the answers. Four left here, so there were six. Tell me something many people do just once a week. Now, we've got church. That was the number one answer, 35 people. And we've got the number six answer, eat out. Four people said eat out. What do you do once a week? 740-383-9944. It's these things, I think, become rituals once a week. They go out and do whatever they do. So the NCAA tournament kicks off.
Right.
Who's the favorite?
I'm going to pick Gonzaga.
Oh, I remember years ago, 99, I believe it was, Gonzaga comes out of nowhere. They were a nothing school, and they went almost to the end.
They made it to the championship. They'd never won the championship. But I like them. Kansas is kind of considered number one, but I'm going to pick Gonzaga. Why not?
Is it Gonzaga or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga, I think. I've heard of Gonzaga. I've never really heard it pronounced Gonzaga.
Where is that?
Spokane, Washington.
Where does that name come from?
I don't know.
Well, this is it's interesting because how far did they get that year when they came? Nobody had ever heard of Gonzaga. Nobody knew what it was, and then here they come.
Might have gotten to the final. I don't know if they got to the final four, but they got, I think, to the final eight.
You know, that's when I realized that momentum was a thing, because They could have won their first couple games, but to go as far as they went.
Well, I think the one of the biggest Cinderella stories was Loyola Chicago years ago what was the nun's name? Sister, and she was all, and she became very famous. And there was a team, Gonzaga's, they have had good teams for a long time, but Loyola, they were like a 500 team. They weren't highly considered at all. Nobody really expected them to win their first game, and they got to the Final Four.
Now, are we going to have a Cinderella story like that this year?
Possibly. That's the nice thing about the tournament. You never really know.
Do you know in week one?
Yeah, they'll make the pairings on Sunday night. And a lot obviously comes down with matchups. How well do you match up? And there's 16 teams in each region. There's four regions. And they match 1 through 16, 2 through 15, that sort of thing. And a number 16 had never beaten a number 1 until a couple of years ago. And Maryland, Baltimore County, again, one of those schools nobody really knows anything about, they beat Virginia, which was the number 1. So, yeah, it's the only time in history it's happened. But that's a part of the fun of March Madness.
Duke is always a player.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Kentucky always a player. Is Duke going to be a possibility, a Final Four?
Possibly. I haven't seen a lot of Duke, but they could be a Final Four, but they've been a little inconsistent this year.
Where's Ohio State going to go? That's what people want to know.
Again, nobody really... There's a lot of bracketologists, and I've been kind of following the last month or so. There's one or two to look at. And it's like every week they have... I think the latest one I saw, they had Ohio State and Tampa next week. Last week, I think they were in St. Louis. It's like every week it's conjecture. Nobody really, obviously nobody knows till Sunday night. But, Ohio State could end up in any of a number of different states. Wherever they're playing, we're going to plan to go.
Do they have an easy bracket route?
No.
They're in a bad bracket.
Well, you won't know until Sunday night when they have the pairs. They'll probably be maybe like a number 5, maybe a number 6 seed. They've also been very inconsistent this year.
Now, they won in recent times, haven't they? There was a year a few years ago.
You mean when the NCAA tournament?
Yeah.
No, they haven't won the...
Really?
They've been in the Final Four.
Final Four, maybe it was.
Yeah, a couple times they've been in the Final Four, but haven't won the tournament. 1960, they just honored, Jerry Lucas and John Havlicek, of course, who'd passed away, and Bobby Knight was there last week when they honored the team that won the championship in 1960.
And he didn't throw any chairs.
No, he didn't look real good, though.
No, doesn't he have Alzheimer's? Wasn't that?
I don't know. He was really hunched over. And, he didn't need a cane or a walker, but he wasn't moving very, very quickly at all.
He's about 80 now, isn't he?
Everybody on that team, because, again, this was a team in 1960 that won the championship. They beat California. And that was 60 years ago. 1960 doesn't seem like that long ago, but it was. Well, and everybody on the team would have been, 20, 21, 22 at the time. So, yeah, everybody on that team would be, in that 80, 81, 82 age category.
Well, when we were talking about that book quote yesterday that kind of has to do with coronavirus, you look at the year that book was written, 1980, and I thought, oh, well, that's recent times. That's 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
1980 is 40 years ago. Now, the trivia question...
I was going to say, we ran into a barrier. We got to get more answers.
I know. There's nothing else people do once a week. There are four more things that people do once a week. Now, the question here, Family Feud style, is tell me something many people do just once a week. That's the question. Now, we got church. That was number one. 35 people said church. And we've got number six. That's eat out, four people. But what are the four answers? There are four more answers to this question. Tell me something many people do just once a week. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if you know something people do just once a week. Could be anything. It's an interesting question because most things in life now, I think, are done more than once a week.
Do you want to hear a couple of the ones that
I thought of? Yeah, let's see what your guesses are.
Okay. Mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn, especially, yeah. Yeah. Well, unless you're in California.
Yeah. Is that on the list?
That is not on the list.
Okay.
Mowing the lawn, not on the list.
And how about doing the laundry?
Doing the laundry is the number three answer. 12 people said doing the laundry. That is once a week. Is that right? Once a week?
I don't even do it once a week.
And this could explain things.
I mean, for the people that do it two or three times a week, then you add in me who maybe does it once every couple of weeks.
But I would think if you have a family.
Right, and I don't have a family.
You're doing more than once a week,
yeah,
I would think.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, and during these days, you're probably washing your clothes every 15 minutes because of everything going on.
I don't even do the laundry once a week.
Really?
Huh.
I probably don't do it once a week because I live alone, so there's no, yeah. It doesn't pile up like that.
No, you're right.
So, yeah, that's not a once a week
activity. And when it piles up, you just go back to the same pile.
You go back to the same pile and see what was over there.
Yeah.
It's funny to me about clothing because people always go to their same outfits. And if you look at this in society, anybody, even the most well-dressed people, if you are with them on a daily basis, you will notice they repeat the same clothes probably once a week.
I have a lot of different shirts. I'll wear the same pants or generally, but I wear a lot of different shirts.
Mix the shirts up.
Yeah, I mix the shirts up.
Go ahead, caller.
How about buying groceries?
Buying groceries is number two on the list.
Good.
24 people.
All right, that's good.
Go to the grocery store once a week. What? Is this Roger?
Yeah, but I just won not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
That was my wife that got the other one. So.
Well, thanks. Hey, keep playing along this morning. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, now we're down to three at this point.
Now, I'm one of those... I go to the probably more than once a week, but I don't buy a lot. I'll just get... You know, maybe $10 worth or $15 worth of something. I'm not one that goes and loads up the grocery cart like a lot of people do. But I didn't think about buying groceries, but yeah, that was a good guess.
That's a number two answer. Number one, again, the question is, tell me something many people do just once a week. Number one was church, 35 people. Grocery shopping, number two, 24 people. Laundry, number three, 12 people. There are two left. Last one was eat out, four people. For that one. What are the two that we're missing here? What do people do once a week? Two things. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour. 8 minutes left in this hour. What do you think the average amount is?
We only have 8 minutes left?
Yeah, the first hour is almost gone.
Wow.
What do you think the average amount of money people spend in the grocery store is per trip?
Yeah, $25.
You think? I don't think that's right.
A lot of people just buy a couple of things, and then you'll have people that will buy $125 worth of stuff.
And some people buy $330 worth of stuff.
Well, I wouldn't want to be behind them in the checkout line.
Go ahead, caller.
Wash the car.
Not wash the car, but that's a good guess. Thank you. Very clean people would be out there. And some people are fanatical about washing their car, which is not a bad thing.
No.
Question again, tell me something many people do once a week. Number one answer, church. Number two, groceries. Number three, laundry. And there are two answers left. What do people do once a week? 740-383-9944. I think probably the average amount spent on groceries, I'm going to say, is $150.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Because I think... Most people are not single, and I think they're probably buying for some kind of family. So I'm going to say about $150.
Okay.
So think you'd spend, $600 in groceries a month? That's a lot of dough on groceries.
Yeah, that is.
When did you start to notice the price of groceries creeping up? Because a lot of meat is very expensive now.
I haven't bought. I mean, maybe a couple times a year I'll cook out hamburgers and hot dogs. I don't buy roasts or steaks, so I'm not a good person to ask.
I'm now getting answers on the internet, which this is how people submit answers now who can't call in. Let's see here. Wash my car almost every day. Now, see, nobody washes their car almost every day. I don't think that's true. Dust the house is an answer. Go to the bank is an answer. Pick up the dog leavings behind. Once a week you do that? Listen, if you got a dog, you got to do that more often. Can't do that once a week.
You talked about going to the bank. I was thinking about maybe paying bills.
You'd do that once a month, though, wouldn't you?
No. I probably pay two or three a week. Because, like, my car insurance or my insurance is due at a different time than my car payment. And you have the gas bill and the electric bill. And I'll pay maybe a couple a week.
Now, somebody said wash sheets here. Now, I'm not going to give wash sheets, but that's close. That's close to one of the answers here. Again, tell me something many people do just once a week, and you got to call. I'm not giving it to you on the internet. You can submit answers on the internet, but I'm not giving it to you.
Would it be make the bed?
Not make the bed. I think people who make the bed probably do it more than once a week.
Okay.
Those people are nuts. You know those people who get up every morning and make the bed every day? Nobody's going in there to see that. You know?
Well, they're not nuts. It's good that they do that. I don't.
Well, I appreciate that they do it, yeah. But I think that, what do they call that, OCD? I think that's OCD. Don't you?
No, I don't think that's OCD.
Have you seen how these people make their beds? They fluff the pillows, and they got to get all the bumps out of the blanket. Nobody's seeing that thing until they go back to bed that night. You think that's a personal thing?
Yeah, I get probably.
I don't know. That's different to me.
Okay.
Is when
okay.
It used to be you told your kids to make their bed.
Yeah.
But I think that's a bygone thing now.
Clean your room.
Clean your room. Wash behind your ears.
Now dusting. Was that close to an answer?
That's close. Okay. You know, what was the thing we had there? Wash something or another?
Maybe vacuum?
Vacuum. We're all in the same vicinity here. Close. So okay. The question is, we have two answers left here. Tell me something people do just once a week. So far, we've had church, we've had groceries and shopping, we've had laundry, and we've had go out to eat. What is something that people do once a week? What is the answer? Submit that through the telephone, 740-383-9944. My pillows have an order. Okay, well, there you go. Clearly, that's insane, don't you think?
I'm not going to call one of your listeners insane.
Well, I don't want to say, okay, partially insane. It's a partially insane thing. But remember, you'll be entered into a drawing, and at 10 o'clock this morning, you can have your pick. You can win a meal to Panda Express, Jimmy John's, Smoothie King, all kinds of good stuff. You can win this koozie, get it out of here for us. Help us out. Go ahead, caller.
Take out the trash.
Oh, that's a good
one.
But it's not on the list. It's not on the survey, but that's a very good guess, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is a good guess.
Boy, that's a really good one. That should have been on the survey.
I would have thought so.
Everybody has to do it, and you only do it once a week.
Yeah.
So that is right, trash pickup. But that's not on the list, oddly enough. Tell me something people do just once a week. 740-383-9944. There are things, trash would have, boy, that's a really good answer.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Solid, but not on the list.
Yeah.
You know, these people who are surveyed, does Family Feud ever tell you where they go? Do they just pick, like, people in the audience?
I don't know.
Going out the door? What do you think people do once a week? At church, I understood. Groceries, I think, is iffy. Laundry's iffy, because I think people do those on different levels. Eat out, yeah. Friday night's a... Why has Friday night... Try to go up and down Mount Vernon Avenue in Marion. Holy moly.
Used to always be Saturday night.
Yeah, it used to be Saturday.
But now, I very seldom ever get to go out on Friday because I'm usually doing, you know, a ball game or something. But, and with me, I'm as apt to go out on, you know, a Tuesday or a Thursday as I am a Friday or a Saturday.
Well, a Tuesday or a Thursday are a lot easier to get in and out of the restaurants. You know, it's funny you talk about paying bills. When people go in to pay their bills and they still do it in person, Friday and Saturday, or after 5 o'clock, if you can get in there before 5 o'clock, you'll get in and out because people get so frustrated being in the lines trying to pay their bills. So there is a time thing to that whole bit. But that's how it goes, I guess. Tell me something people do just once a week. Does anybody know some answers here? 740-383-9944. I was trying to, because I can see the answers, obviously. I was trying to think of something that's not on the list that people do once a week. I don't know what it would be, though. We'll move on to another one here in a second once we get the other two answers here. But what do people do?
Maybe a while before we get
there. We might not get there. One we're going to do next hour because we're just about to break for the top of the hour. Name a reason a person might wake up at 2 in the morning. Guess what the number one answer is there.
I know what my number one answer is.
A lot of people's number one answer is. And we're going to come back with that one, and we're going to try to finish this one up on the other side of this short but very important break. Don't forget news and weather coming up here. Charlie Evers this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Glenn Copel with a Progressive Life. I believe his guest today is a candidate in the Democratic primary for representative in this district. That is the Jim Jordan seat, Mike Larson. He's been a comedian on The Tonight Show and a lot of other places, written for a lot of very popular comedians. He'll be Glenn Coble's guest today. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. I believe he's got a gift card to the Dollar Tree. It's one of those dollar stores. I believe it's the Dollar Tree that he'll be giving away today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon from last Sunday will air from 6 until 7 tonight. Jeff Ruth remains for one more hour. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Oh, I'd be really, really bum if I were a wealthy man. I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty, bitty rich, I did little man. I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen in the middle of the town. I don't want to sing anymore. I'm going to pay me.
I love it, Five-ish. And